The council now has a new mayor, new acting mayor in the name of Emmanuel Richard Kamis, who joins us right about now to try to tell us his priorities as he takes over the office. Emmanuel also is the commissioner for Lanya County. Your worship, good morning. Good to have you on the Miraya Breakfast Show.
Good morning, Sir William, and the listener for Radio Miraya. To put my name correctly, I'm Emmanuel Kamis Richard, not Emmanuel Richard Kamis.
Okay, I'm Emmanuel Kamis Richard. Good to have you. Thank you for that. Now, we heard that you would like to, of course, you came, you know, with a lot of morale, and you have issued directive. You come to fix the city, particularly Juba City Council. Tell us, what are some of your priorities as you take office, your top priority?
Thank you so much, David William. I'm currently the sitting commissioner of Lanya County and acting mayor of Juba City Council. I want to appreciate the decision of the leadership of the state to give me this temporary assignment. The leadership consults to appoint the next mayor of Juba City Council. Number one, when I came into office, I got a number of problems that have been pending within Juba City Council that needs to be addressed. Number one is the issue of garbage and waste management. Is a reality that I came into office and I got Juba dirty.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not because the city council has no ability as a local government to manage the waste within the city. But there is deliberate negligence, because the city council was established long way back in 2011, and I believe that by now the city council would have been having all the necessary equipment and machinery for garbage management in the city. I got the city 30, no equipment for managing the garbage, and we put up an emergency plan for garbage management across the city. As we plan for long sustainable means for garbage management, and in that it is necessary that the local government, the city council, must have the necessary equipment, and we put in plan that at least each block, each contact council, and the headquarters of the city council, there are trucks and the necessary equipment for garbage management. As I speak to you now, we already have 10 trucks. Before I completed 7 days in office, we already have 10 emergency garbage collection trucks. If you come to the city council headquarters now, you can see a brand new tip of trucks standing here. And my plan is that in the next period of time, I'll be able to set a plan that the next mayor who will be appointed.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know, I'm still the commissioner of land. I'm just acting here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to ensure that the next mayor of Juba City Council who will be appointed will be able to find a platform. And I plan that at least each block council, we should have 30 trucks for garbage management, meaning we'll have each block, 3 blocks will have 90, and then at least the quarters of the city council will have at least not less than 10 trucks for emergency backups about the blocks.
Yes.
We will also deploy around 10 trucks. Once we get those trucks, we will deploy at least 10 around Tanting and the area of the airport. And we will also deploy at least 5 trucks around the area of Parliament, the Office of the President, the residences of our senior honorable ministers, down to the State Government Secretariat. And we also feel that the Giada military headquarters, which is within the jurisdiction of the city council, needs also to be clean, so that our forces live in a healthy environment. So we'll also be deploying these trucks once we get them. And we are going to get this through 4 sources. Number one, the city council has revenues that are being collected, and the priorities should go to these garbage management equipment.
Yes, and just before you continue into the details, of all these, Your Lordship, what will you do different this time that the rest of the mayors who has been there since 2011, as you mentioned, have actually failed to do to the expectation of the citizens? With your mindset and coming in, what will you do different?
I cannot confirm to you that the previous administrations have failed, because I got an institution called Juba City Council in existence, and I also appreciate all my former colleagues who have been sitting in this office. They have done their best, but of course, priorities differ, and I don't want to lie to the people of South Sudan. But I want to tell us that I know exactly the problems, the seven fundamental problems of Juba City Council, which includes the garbage and waste management, number two, the rise in urban crimes, number three, the public outcry on exorbitant taxes that are being collected by the City Council, number four, the poor and rural networks in the city that makes it difficult for security response to detect crime, and also another important thing is that we are required by constitution as levels of government in the country to empower and promote indigenous entrepreneurs. So I also realize that within the city council, the indigenous entrepreneurs are on the brink of collapse because the business sector is already overrun by mostly foreign entities, and this is a very serious one because we have to protect our indigenous entrepreneurs as required by Article 37, C of the Constitution of the Republic of South Sudan, and the other developmental aspects that we need to address. So we already, I know the problems, and we need to address those problems.
Yes, let's talk about that though. You already identified the problems, the rubbish collection in the town, and you did mention earlier there are already trucks that and your plants and in the blocks and all that. Let's talk about the taxes. A lot of traders and local traders as well have been complaining about unnecessary taxes in the city. What are you going to do about that?
Thank you so much. The budget for the new financial year is in the parliament of the city council, and once I receive it, I'll also go through it because that budget was prepared in my absence. I have to look into it and see where the provisions of the budget that affects directly or indirectly our traders and our citizens, because anything that affects our traders definitely affects our citizens, and therefore we'll be able to find mechanisms to commit ourselves to our constitutional obligation of ensuring that we promote, empower, and protect our indigenous entrepreneurs. So there are legal instruments that we can use. We are empowered by law. And there's no worry. I want to assure the people of South Sudan who are living in the city that the Juba City Council administration, during my time in office, whether it is 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, will be able to initiate those reforms that are necessary to restore the confidence of the people in their institutional governance.
And recently you issued some orders. Just take us through some of these orders that your office issued, and some of them including, you know, double parking on the street and also on vendors, and you ban nightclubs in the city. Talk to us about those orders.
Thank you so much. It's good that we are aware that it has been issued. I don't deliberate much on it because some of those decisions are security decisions, which I can give details about. What I want to assure the people is that every order that is issued by the city council will be enforced, and therefore I want to direct our people and ask them to comply. Otherwise, there will be consequences. There's no way we can be a country, we can be a people, and we want to misbehave like we are on transition, like we are on transit to another world. We have to be disciplined with people of South Sudan who are in the city council, and we have to ensure that we improve the image of Juba City, because that is what is reflecting the image of the people of South Sudan, because Juba is the national capital of the Republic of South Sudan. It has to be clean, it has to be very smart, and all of us have a collective responsibility to do that.
And talking about, particularly some people have raised concerns about nightclubs, and they're saying their businesses are going to die. Musicians have raised concerns because that's where they perform and get their livelihood. Why would you ban nightclubs?
That will not be discussed now, but currently there's an order that these nightclubs have to be stopped, and they will form a committee to review, because there are details that the public doesn't know. They're just there thinking that anything is possible, can be done, but they don't know what are the dangers that are associated with these nightclubs. So there are security concerns, there are other challenges that we already listed, and we are trying to address those. And therefore, once we address those critical dangers to our society, we will be able to regulate where disco will be necessary. We will provide regulations to govern that, and whoever will violate those regulations will close down the place. We cannot compromise the safety and security of our people just because some people are surviving on that livelihood. What's important is protecting and safeguarding the lives of our people.
All right.
Just an example, you go to most of the residential areas, there are disco clubs that operate throughout from Sunday to Sunday. And in those areas, we have school children who are going to school. The disco disturbs them the whole night. They don't even concentrate on their studies. Like this, we are endangering the future of this country when we destroy the concentration of the young children in furthering their education. This is very dangerous. And if you also go to some of these disco clubs, you find under age children who are supposed to go to school, they are already there, they're being spoiled, and this is very dangerous. The protection of the future of this country is dependent on how we can secure the current generation to become disciplined, to become educated, so that they can be able to take over from us when we get old, or when we disappear to the unknown world. When one day each of us will not be there, we have lifespans that we must die one day and disappear to the unknown locations. Heaven and hell, nobody has seen it.
All right. And just before I let you go, if there's one message that you'd like to send out there to the residents of Juba, what could that be?
Number one, we have issued directives, and the order will be live on air today. All business owners are directed to ensure that within 72 hours, they have garbage containers in their shops. Otherwise, we will close down those shops that have no garbage containers, because we cannot allow a business to operate, and then the garbage and the waste are dumped on the roads. Each shop that will not have garbage containers within 72 hours, we'll close down the shops. This number one. Number two, there's no dumping of garbage along main roads and the streets in Juba City. Each quarter council, we've directed the former deputy chairperson of the quarter councils to act as chairpersons, because I came to office when those structures were dissolved. And therefore, I have formed a committee. They will be going around to ensure that each quarter council has a garbage assembly site, so that garbage in a particular quarter council are collected, assembled in a garbage collection site, and communication will be done through the blocks to the headquarters of the city council, and then we'll send our trucks and vehicles to that particular location and ensure that they are collected. There's not going to be dumping, and we are going to put serious penalties on whoever will apprehend. And I want to also announce to the people of Southern Way and Juba City that we have some incentives that we already have in our budget, and whoever will help us to apprehend those who are dumping garbages on the streets, we are going to appreciate you, and therefore let us all come out to protect our environment. Mm-hmm. There will be some appreciation that will be given to whoever will apprehend somebody who is dumping garbage on the roads, whether during the day or at night. And this is going to be serious about the issue of parking on the roads. This is the road. How do you park on the road? A sensible human being cannot park on the road. You must find where to park. You cannot park on the road because you will squeeze the road, and this will lead to congestion and possibly cause accidents. And we are not going to allow that. And another important thing that we have directed is that we are going to sanction these big commercial trucks that are entering the city. We will not be entering during the day, because people will be busy, the roads will be busy. We'll direct specific hours that they will enter into the city, so that they don't cause unnecessary German congestion.
All right. Acting Mayor, let's leave it like that. Thank you very much indeed for talking to us this morning here. We do appreciate your time.